At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. Producer Jake is overloaded right now. My mic was muted. P.O. Craver's on the line. The music's going crazy. They don't pay you enough, Jake. You need more shekels thrown your way. He does a great job. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have Husker legend, a team former team captain, two-time first-team All-Conference and All-American. Mr. Keo Craver is connecting with Jake at the moment. We're going to bring him on here in about a minute or so. So while we're waiting for Keo to get on the line, I know I'm backtracking on this, but I just saw this on Facebook. All right. I was at the Colorado game. If you watched the playback, and I always watch it on TV, though the TV version, because they show interesting stats, they show good angles. I can look things up when I'm watching it later. So I always watch the TV version. And so I always get a sense for what the announcers are like. All right. And so sometimes I offer thoughts on that, sometimes not. That's not an easy gig, to be clear. Now, in years past, I have sat at home Facebook Live while I watched Iowa, Nebraska on Black Friday. And there's people who actually bring that up to me to this day. I haven't done that in about 2 years. And so I do know what it's like to do play-by-play on my Facebook Live page to about 10 people. But I've done it, so I have minimal to marginal to almost no experience. But Colt McCoy calling the Colorado game, I just saw something on Facebook the other day about it. Now, I think it was his first time ever calling a game. I have to wonder if he's partially biased towards Nebraska, but the man really struggled. But that being said, he's one of the best college quarterbacks of all time. Unfortunately, he's a part of one of my least favorite games of all time, the Big 12 championship game in 1999. We're going to pretend like you could understand that, and I said it so you couldn't for a reason. And had he not gotten hurt in that Rose Bowl versus Alabama, they would have beaten Nick Saban that year. Not that I'm excited about Texas ever winning a national title, but the man was a great quarterback. But I'm still seeing stuff online about how he struggled to call the Nebraska-Colorado game. Here's all I have to say about that. I'm actually a fan of Colt. I think he was a good NFL quarterback, had a long career, did a lot of good things, NFL vet, great college quarterback. I hope he sticks with it because he seems like the type of guy who could be really good at it. But that was a rough effort and a rough endeavor on that night. The really thing that only bothered me was he kept sticking up for Colorado and making excuses. A Texas guy making excuses for Colorado football team during a Nebraska game. That's just not a recipe for something I'm going to enjoy, but I digress. All right. Is Keo ready? All right. I want to bring on at this time Husker legend, former team captain, two-time first-team All-Conference, and All-American cornerback and a returner as well, Mr. Keo Craver. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. How you doing, brother?
Dude, I'm doing good, and I want to get your thoughts. So I saw you on the sideline. Man, I believe that was before the Colorado game. What were your thoughts on the first three games of the year so far, the atmosphere inside Memorial Stadium to the games you've been at, and then I want to talk Illinois next?
Man, it's a great feeling, man. I haven't been this excited in a few years. I really like what Rule's doing over there. I like the culture. I like the aggressive play. I like the support from the fans, the enthusiasm. It just reminded me a lot of the golden years when we were doing a lot of winning. And, you know, Nebraska was a very happy place. And so it was really, really cool to just be reminded of how magical it can be at the stadium.
Dude, I love that word happy. So when I interviewed Eric Crouch about 2 weeks ago, I asked him on his thoughts on the season so far. And he came back to that same thing. He goes, it just makes me happy, man. I just wake up happy. Or do you find yourself being happier with Nebraska being 3-0? Because I know I do. I know I'm happy.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I've been around Nebraska for a long time, man, and I can tell you the whole state, the city, you know, everybody is just on a better note when Nebraska's winning. It's just good business. It's just good for the state. It's good for local small businesses. it's just a really, really cool thing to see how vested this whole city, the state, everybody in Nebraska is when the university and the football team is doing well.
There's so much truth to that. So I have a good buddy, Scott Strunk. He owns Husker Hounds, owns two stores up in Omaha. And about 2 years ago or 3 years ago, when it was really rough, I think we started the season 0-6. It was a Scott Frost's first full year, I believe. And he actually had to shut down one of his stores. And he told me, he's like, dude, I'm on the verge of shutting down the other one. Now, luckily, he never had to. And I actually think he's been able to reopen the other one back up since. But what happens on that football field, it brings joy to people's lives. It provides opportunities to young men. And it does affect what happens financially in the state of of Nebraska on a gargantuan scale. So everybody's rooting for Nebraska. But all right, man, Illinois, Nebraska, ranked matchups. Do you want to share with the fine folks at home what your keys to that matchup are tomorrow?
You know what? It starts with our corners, man.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I think Illinois has two dynamic receivers. They are ready for the NFL. And so that's going to be a really, really good test for our corners. I think if we can get in these receivers' face, if we can put some pressure on them, be physical, just kind of disrupt them at the line, let our D-line go to work, everybody play technically, fundamentally sound, we got a really, really good shot. We get after the quarterback, we got a really, really good shot, cause turnovers, help our offense out a lot. I mean, it's really, really cool to have a quarterback that you're comfortable with, that you're confident in. And so, you know, the defense, they don't have to do anything spectacular. Just go out there and execute, give your offense a chance to go out there and make plays. And I think if we can shut down their two receivers, play fundamentally sound, maybe get a turnover or two, we got a real good shot of winning.
What have you seen from Nebraska's corners this year? Tommy Hill, obviously, with the pick six versus Colorado, but Marquise Buford seems to have played well so far. I know he's been a captain before at least one game this year, which to me always means something. But what have you seen from the Blackshirts corners so far this year?
Man, I've seen energy. I've seen confidence. I've seen physical play. I've seen guys, you know, making plays on the ball. That's what you need in order to be great, okay? That's exactly what you need.
Talk to me about Tommy Hill specifically, because he's a guy that we've known since he stepped on campus a few years ago. He's very, very talented. He tried his hand at receiver and returner, and he was able to play a lot last year as a corner. Now he seems to kind of be coming into his own. He's always had those natural gifts and athleticism and ability, but he seems to kind of be putting it all together. What have you seen from him so far, and what do you think NFL scouts are seeing out of him up to this point anyways?
When I was on the sideline, one thing I noticed was his size. He has really, really good size, tall kid, long arms. I think the game is kind of going towards these taller corners, these longer corners, just to keep up with these dynamic receivers that they're having. So I see a guy who's an athlete. I see a guy who knows how to make plays, has a knack for, you know, getting his hands on the ball. But most importantly, man, at cornerback, you got to be a dog. You got to have that confidence. You got to have a plan. And he just kind of looks like a guy out there that just kind of has a plan, who's confident in himself, who's kind of comfortable, getting comfortable at the position. And once you do that, you know, then you're able to let your ability take over. You kind of get out of your head and things kind of happen more naturally. So I think what you got is just a kid who's making some plays, who's believing in himself, who's gaining more confidence. And, you know, speaking from experience, the more you're out there, the more better you're more confident you'll feel about yourself. So, you know, him getting this game experience, him making plays in games, it's definitely going to be helpful for the defense later down the road when we are playing against some of these teams that we're not supposed to win against.
All right, man, talk to me about the Blackshirts as an overall whole. They've only given up 20 points on the year combined so far through three games. They're only giving up on average 6.7 points per game, played really well, had a little bit of trouble getting off the field versus Northern Iowa last year at times, still only gave up 3 points. And Northern Iowa is able to run the ball a little bit on us. Okay. Is that something that concerns you? Is that just kind of, that's going to happen because they're college kids and you have up and down games sometimes. What are your thoughts on the black shirts as a whole?
You know, when I see that, man, what I'm seeing is it's like, you're in uncharted territories. You most games you played, you haven't had a lot of pressure on you, you know? So now the pressure's on these guys. They're getting a lot more attention. And so, you know, honestly, this should be expected. This should be the norm. And so I don't want to get too high on them right now just because I want this to be the standard. I don't want this to be like, oh, we're doing great. I just want this to be how we play every week. And so once they understand that they can do it every week, that this is the standard every week, no matter who you play, once they get into that mindset, you know, then you start getting into the championship mentality. Then you start getting into the no excuses, no blaming. It's all on me.
You know, we're working on setting a standard in the Carricker household with chores. My kids have a certain standard, and that is not the same standard as mine or my wife's standard for them. So I like your standard analogy that the black shirts shouldn't be like, oh, I'm doing a great job. This is above. No, this should be the standard. And if my kids are listening, which they're not, they should be in school. But if you are, you need to raise your standard to mom and dad's. Random sidebar. Love you all. All right, man. What's your score prediction for Nebraska versus Illinois tomorrow?
Okay, let's go. Nebraska 34, Illinois 20.
Ooh, I like it. All right, that's even higher scoring than you had, Jake. All right, what'd you have?
31-17 was mine.
All right.
31-17.
Hey, if we put up 34 points, Illinois got a halfway decent defense, especially in that secondary. I'll be honest with you. I don't care if it's 3-2 or 59-58. As long as we win, that's all I care about, man. Let's get the 4-0, right?
Exactly.
All right, man. I appreciate you taking the time, Keo. Thank you as always. And don't go anywhere, Husker fans. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.